Hello, welcome to Moments with Cheryl Chumley, a look at news and current events from a conservative Christian perspective, and I'm your host, Cheryl Chumley. Okay, tell me if this isn't hypocritical, if this doesn't show the outright hypocrisy of the left. It's pretty much common knowledge that most of the anti-Second Amendment people in the United States hail from the left, that it's usually the progressives, the socialists, the Democrats who try to take guns and firearms out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, in the name, of course, common sense gun control. But now that Donald Trump's been elected, the left is suddenly feeling a bit vulnerable. So where are they turning for comfort and protection? To gun stores, to buy guns. On Black Friday this year, the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System processed 185,713 background checks in one day. That's a record for single-day processings, the most ever in the whole 20 years the NICB has been in existence. And some of those gun buyers were labeled, in industry lingo, non-traditional. That means they weren't your stereotypical redneck buyer, per se, but rather minorities, gay people, and here's the hypocrisy, those who identify as liberals. So what's going on? McClatchy News Service quoted a spokesperson for the Liberal Gun Club, who said paid memberships to the group has jumped 10% since Donald Trump was elected. And here's why. They're afraid of escalating violence due to Trump's incoming White House administration. That's a laugh. Most, if not all, of the violence seen in the streets and around college campuses nationwide in both the lead-up to the election and in the aftermath of Trump's win have come from the far-left camps, the anti-Trumpers. But this is when the left decides the Second Amendment is a good thing, that a constitutional guarantee of self-protection was a smart founding father move? It figures. Self-interest and self-preservation are great motivators. And who knows? Maybe next, these same newbie gun owners will take the next step down a more traditional American patriot's road and start realizing, shock of all shocks, protection actually comes from God. My goodness, what will happen to the Democratic Party then? Thanks for listening. And be sure and check out my website, CherylChumley.com, for my latest in news, YouTube videos, and podcasts. Join me in taking a stand for Jesus in a land of darkness.